Hey, welcome everybody to a very special edition of Security Guy TV, SecurityGuyTV.com, and SecurityGuyRadio.com. I am so happy to have remote from Virginia and headquarters at ASIS, Mr. Tom Langer, CPP, and Ron Rosenbaum, CMO. Now, Tom is the Vice President of Security for BAA Systems and the 2017 President of ASIS International, and Mr. Ron Rosenbaum is the Chief Global Marketing and Business Development Officer at ASIS International. Welcome, gentlemen. Welcome to the show.
Great. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us here.
Now, let's get the logistics out of the way. We're talking about the ASIS International SecurityExpo.org event, and that's taking place this year. It's a 63rd annual event taking place September 25th to the 28th in Dallas, Texas. All right, we got a little bit of feedback on that. I'm sorry about that, guys. So, Tom, give us an overview of what ASIS International is doing this year for the seminar that people are not aware of.
Well, I think it's being totally revamped from what people are used to in the past. Ron came on board last year and got to experience it, and then from that point took it over, because part of our plan for ASIS International was to also change the seminar event, which is our biggest event of the year. We knew we had to make some changes to the way the members felt connected to the community, but we also wanted our vendor partners and our members to get together at a really flagship event that they'd remember throughout the rest of the year. So I'm really excited about the way it's changing for this year.
Excellent. Now, security professionals have been talking about all the changes taking place across ASIS this year. You got a new executive team, staff and realignment, new organizational strategic priorities. How does it feel to be the volunteer leader of this during this time? And, you know, what are you most proud of? The one thing you would like to be your legacy in this?
You know, I thought about that too. The thing I'm most proud of is the other volunteer leaders. They have been phenomenal in the trust that they've given the board and the support they've given the professional staff at headquarters. Been a lot of changes here. Good people have been brought on board. And I think the support from the volunteer leaders has been significant. If I've got a legacy at all, and I'm not sure I really will, but the legacy would be that I took the handoff from Dave Davis, and I'm going to give the handoff to Dick Chase in a smooth way, because the board is aligned on what we want this organization to be. And it's not about any one of us. We just get to represent the rest of the board and the other volunteer leaders as president for a year. So I'm excited about what we've accomplished, but we've done it as a board and we've done it as a team. It's really been a great experience.
So Ron, there's been some big organizational changes as well. I guess you'd call it a significant shakeup at the annual seminar program. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, I was fortunate coming on in July of last year to experience Seminar Week in Orlando. And it's a wonderful event, really the flagship event for the security industry, and was then and will be in the future. I think, you know, we have a focus on kind of the three legs of the stool for an event, which happen to be professional development or learning, networking opportunities, and then creating and delivering a marketplace for people to come and see the newest and the greatest and most modern technologies and services and products in the security space. And we deliver on all three of those things. But in terms of modernizing the event moving forward, there's a lot of changes that we've made to the event this year so that the people that come and experience the seminar week will walk away with a different kind of feel for seminar week and this year coming up in Dallas and in years future.
Now, Tom, what do you think about that? What would a significant shakeup be that's going to really show people into seeing this differently this year?
Well, I think part of what we're trying to do is actually put a strategy together that helps the member understand, so what am I getting for an educational experience? What am I going to get for a vendor experience? How do I tie that together? And I really think the design that Ron and his team have put together brings together the suppliers, the members, the other volunteer leaders in a really synergistic way, so that people understand why they're. And they can actually translate that value back to their job, back to their employers, or as a vendor, they feel they've really gotten their product and their services in front of the real decision makers in the security community. So I really think it's going to be easier for members to see the value in this just from the day that they show up. It's going to be such a great event.
Well, easier. Yeah,
I would add.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, in terms of creating an experience for our attendees, we have made some significant changes this year, and I'll give you a couple examples of that. I talked about networking being one of those key factors, one of those key experiential pieces that we bring to Seminar Week. This year, for the first time, we have a big opening welcome networking event that's going to be at Gillies Dallas on Sunday evening. So that'll be a nice way to kick off the week officially. And we've never really done that organizationally in the past. We've had a lot of chapters that have held those types of events before, But now we're actually going to be doing this from an ASIS international perspective at Gillies on Sunday night. And then that rolls into Monday morning, where our full agenda starts to kick off with George W. Bush as our keynote on Monday morning. We're having our final kind of closing party on Wednesday night at AT&T Stadium, Cowboy Stadium, on Wednesday evening. So the intent was to bookend the week with big networking opportunities for people to see old friends again, but also make some new relationships and build some new networking relationships that will help them in their own careers.
Yeah, I agree with Ron. I mean, we thought of everyone when we put this thing together, because we wanted to make sure, as I said, the vendors felt that they had a great experience, the members felt that they had a great experience, and the volunteer leaders could see themselves being able to support both of those groups. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to this event.
Well, this is very exciting. Now, one of the key components to ASIS has always been education. Can you give us some examples of the kind of education we can look forward to this year?
Yeah, I mean, one of our, again, use the term flagship again, one of our significant priorities for the organization is enterprise security risk management, ESRM. So we'll be having a lot of education around that theme, and helping security professionals see themselves as actually the fulcrum for risk within their organizations, how to take the risk creators and the risk owners and make sure they meet one another. That's a big threat in organizations, especially now that we have workforces that are actually anywhere, working from home, working in remote locations. How do we make sure that we've got that risk under control? So we'll have a lot of education around that, Internet of Things, and then standard things around insider threat and different streams around retail and gambling and other types of disciplines like that. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a really good. And again, most of this is presented by other volunteers and members. So great content.
I think the educational content has been a hallmark for our event for years. I think that's where our organization has planted its flag relative to seminar week in the past. One thing, though, that we are trying to do in terms of modernizing the event is deliver different types of educational platforms to our attendees. So what you're going to see this year for the first time are a range of different types of sessions. We're going to have Ignite education sessions on the trade show floor. So those are 25-minute kind of quick hit education sessions over the course of the 3 days that our exhibit floor is open. We're going to have some deep dive sessions that are 2 to 3 hour education sessions where you really get in depth on a lot of these important topics, including ESRM for our industry. And then you'll have more of your traditional kind of 60 to 90 minute sessions. But in those sessions, we're really working with our speakers to engage the audience in a way where we're looking to them for their own input, because we have a lot of subject matter experts out in the audience who can bring something to that conversation versus simply being lectured to for 60 to 90 minutes.
Right. Now, I've heard the expo floor has been described this year as a learning lab, right? So what does that mean, learning lab environment? What does that mean this year? That's really a big change from last year.
Yeah, it is. I think, you know, in terms of modernizing our event, the trade show floor, the exhibit floor is another example of where that has to happen. Historically, in associations and in events like this, a trade show floor is just an island of booths. We want this to be a place where we can highlight our exhibitor partners who bring subject matter expertise out of their booths and into these Ignite sessions, where they can come and talk about what are the most modern practices, what do these attendees need to know in terms of what's coming in the future. We have the ASIS Hub, which will be at the center of the exhibit floor, where we'll have some fireside chats and talk about where the industry's going, where the association's going. So it's going to be a much more interactive environment on the exhibit floor this year than it's been in the past. And we're trying to leverage those relationships with our exhibitor partners to help bring some of that expertise to the table.
Yeah, I think it's a really great approach to doing this, because you're talking about having quick sessions on risks and threats and having the solutions right there, having the vendors right there that are partnering with the members. And that wasn't the way it was in the past. You'd go off in one area and have an education session, and then you'd wander the exhibits. We don't want to do that. We want to make sure that people understand why are they there, why are these vendors here, and how can the vendors actually help solve some of their problems.
Well, I'm very excited about it. I think it's a big change up. I'll have a booth this year, and I hope to interview over 100 different vendors from the floor in one place. So make sure people stop by and say hi at the Security Guy TV booth. Now, there's a lot of security professionals that can choose to attend different shows each year, and I go to probably 5 or 6 a year myself. Let's distinguish what makes ASIS so special, because I think it is, and I want to hear it right from you guys so people really understand this is not your average security exhibit. It's different. I've been going to it for 20 years. I know that, but let's explain that to people that might not understand why.
Well, for me, as a volunteer leader, it is about forming a community for security professionals. There's a lot of people in our industry that are either sole practitioners or they have one other partner with them in their business. This is about forming communities around common threats and common risks, and helping these members get a greater sense of what do we have for solutions, what are other partners I can use to help. So between educational sessions, the vendor partners that we're going to have there, having these sessions on the floor, form these kinds of communities that actually strengthen the response from the members back in their occupational spaces. I don't think there's any other show like this, anything like this.
Yeah, I think there's some other events in our space that are primarily focused on the exhibits or the trade show piece, but don't necessarily bring you the educational subject matter expertise or even invest in the networking piece for their attendees.
Exactly.
We bring you all three pieces of that. There's other events in our industry that are smaller and more niche to specific pieces of the security space. But what I like about our event when we start talking about enterprise security risk management is that it addresses all different phases of security for our industry, all in one place at one time under one roof. So whether it's IT and cybersecurity or physical security or any other phase of it, all of those things are going to be addressed over the course of that week.
Exactly. And I think most security practitioners wear multiple hats within their organizations. So it'd be business continuity, crisis management, security, both physical and operational. They have a lot of challenges. We want to make sure that if they're going to invest their money going to any one seminar, this is going to be the one that's going to satisfy their needs.
Well, I agree 100%. And I think, as you guys know, it's in our industry, it's all about trust and relationships. And I think this is what ASIS brings to the table above and beyond the other organizations. Not to put you on the spot, but Tom, give me one word you could use to describe this year's program.
I'd call it revolutionary.
Oh, excellent.
It's going to be far different than anything you've seen in the past.
Tom, how about you? Or Ron, how about you? I know it's a marketing guy. You must have a great word. Let's hear it.
I would say modernized.
Okay.
Really. I mean, I as great as our content has been in the past, the way that we actually deliver it this year, the way that people come in and experience Seminar Week is going to be something very different than what they're used to.
That's excellent. I remember your first hashtag back in the day when you first started doing that. So what's our hashtag this year?
Is it ASIS17.
Hashtag ASIS17. Okay, excellent. Now, let's go over this one more time so everybody gets it right. It's the ASIS International Security Expo. You can find that in Dallas, September 25th to the 28th. And the best place to get information on that is securityexpo.org. So make sure you guys go there and sign up. And there's still room to sign up for the exhibits, the training. Any booths open? I imagine there's probably a few booths open still. People want to get in there and exhibit. Can they still do that?
They sure can. Yeah. And we have some great spots left. In fact, as we open up the day every morning, 8:30 to 10 o'clock with our big general session keynote addresses, the trade show floor opens up at 10 o'clock and we're going to open up the air walls and people exit from those sessions onto the trade show floor. And we've got some great spots left right by that air wall. So there's going to be some wonderful opportunities for companies that still want to get involved to do that and to find some great space to get exposure with our attendees.
Excellent. My guests have been Tom Langer, CPP, President of ASIS 2017, and Ron Rosenbaum, Chief Marketing Officer for ASIS International. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming on the show, and we look forward to seeing you at the 63rd Annual Seminar and Exhibits, September 25th to the 28th in Dallas, Texas. So until then, signing off from Security Guy TV, securityguytv.com, and Security Guy Radio. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Great. Look forward to seeing you.
Thank you. See you in Dallas.